Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. This is a great day. I'm your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo. I just want you to understand it is possible to have a blessed day. We're almost winding up for the year. We just have that many days. We're getting to 2016. And 2016 is a year of harvest. I just believe you can feel that inside of yourself. That is a year of great harvest. This is the time people start making up their New Year resolutions. That is the custom of the world. Everywhere in the world, everybody begins to make what they call New Year resolution. What is your New Year resolution, friend? Are you listening to this radio show today? What are always your New Year resolution? A lot of people make it and it doesn't come to pass. I want you to understand it is possible for your New Year resolution to come to pass because it is possible to have a blessed day. I just want to put you on the line and understanding that everything you have proposed, the very moment you write it down, the very moment, in the spirit realm, it has come to pass. But there's what we call friction. A spiritual friction is the opposing force that drives everything to oppose you from moving forward. The opposing force is also looking at you to see if you stick to what you really want. The opposing force is always wanting to make sure you are sad or you are discouraged, you live a miserable life that, oh, I can't make it. I can't, it's not possible. That's why the Bible talks about all things are possible to them that believe, and it's always said, I can do all things. So when the opposing force sees the faith in you that you don't give up, you persist, you said, no matter what, I will rise up, like someone said, like the great prophet said. He said, rejoice not, O my enemy, though I fall, I will rise again. There's always a rising period. When the opposing force, the spiritual opposing force called friction, understands that you know how the life operates. You know how the principle of life operates. Then he will get tired. The realm of the devil will get tired of you and say, this kind of person never gives up, no matter what. So let's listen to what Nelson Mandela said. Let Nelson Mandela, the former president of South Africa, the guy who spent about 27 years in prison, he never gave up his hope, believing that one day he will still come out and stand great. That's why it's a place in the great book of the Bible says that any man that is diligent in his business will stand among kings, will be seen before kings. If you are diligent in your thought, if you are diligent in your mind, you're diligent in your dreams. Diligent means even when you are old, you see someone like Nelson Mandela was so old at age, but he still didn't give up his spirit. That spirit of moving forward. Are you the person that give up so easily? Don't mind your age. Don't be